Hello, and welcome to the Trainline V1 podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. Today, we're going to be talking about something that everyone loves. Football. Maybe not everybody. Don't worry, even if you're not a huge fan, you'll still learn some valuable English and phrases that you can use in everyday conversations.
Exactly. Matthew, we will cover both present simple, present continuous, el presente simple, presente continuo, two tenses you will use all the time to describe routines, current actions, so whether you are talking about your day-to-day activities or what's happening right now, these tenses are essential.
And at the end of this episode, we'll dive into a fun discussion about the Premier League, which is just about to start its new season. So we'll talk about the teams fighting for the title, or even the title, like Liverpool, the defending champions. So stay tuned.
Well, absolutely. So let's get started with today's conversation. Ready, Matthew?
Let's go.
Bueno, Matthew, yo creo que esto de hablar de fútbol con un café no.
No,
no,
no. Yo creo que
hablar de fútbol tiene que ser con una buena cerveza, ¿no?
Que sí, en el pub. Pero bueno.
Bueno. Okay, bueno, vamos a empezar nuestro diálogo. So, Matthew, as we know, the new Premier League season is about to start. And Liverpool, the defending champion, are doing great so far, right?
Yes, Johnny, you're right. They are winning now. Well, we're recording this on Monday morning, and yesterday they were beaten. But generally, they have been winning. But they don't always win like this, do they? They win often, but the start of the season is especially important.
Exactly. It's interesting to see how they have changed over the years. Liverpool have been winning more consistently in recent seasons, but what about all the teams? So which ones are fighting for the title this year?
That's a good question, Johnny. Well, teams like Manchester City, for example, with Pep Guardiola, or Chelsea and Arsenal, they're always strong contenders. And right now, Manchester City are playing at home, and they've been looking really sharp lately.
All right. True. Manchester City wins so many games, but sometimes they lose unexpectedly, which is always surprising. And let's not forget Arsenal. They've got a great squad this year, and they have been improving their performances.
That's right, Johnny. It's true. And also, we shouldn't forget Tottenham and Manchester United. Both teams are working hard to make it to the top, but recently they've struggled against the bigger teams.
Exactly. Can't wait to see how the season plays out. It's going to be exciting with Liverpool, City, Chelsea, and the other teams fighting for that Premier League title. Matthew.
Oh, there we go, Johnny. We didn't mention my team, Newcastle, but anyway.
No, wow. That's I was going to ask you about that. Not just Newcastle.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe it's a good thing not to mention them because they're not doing so good at the moment.
No.
They got beat by Atletico Madrid a couple of days ago. So,
you mentioned Atletico Madrid because you know that my team.
I know.
Now our listeners know all our secrets. Eh?
It's out there. Well, okay, well, let's dive into the grammar explanation a little bit, Johnny, from our conversation. Let's break down the grammar that we use to talk about the Premier League season. And I think you mentioned it at the beginning. We use the present simple and the present continuous. Okay. So when do we use each one of these? Let's have a look. Let's start with the present simple. And there's some nice simple rules that can help us here. We use the present simple to talk about regular actions, routines, or facts. So, for example, this is a tense that we need to use when we talk about something that happens regularly or is a habit. And if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the picture that Johnny has up there. Good. So, our first example, number one, Liverpool win the Premier League often. So, this is a fact. a general truth, they regularly win titles.
Yeah, except last...
except yesterday, when they lost. Oh, dear. Okay, number two, I watch football every weekend. So this is a habit that I have, and I use the present simple to talk about it. I watch football every weekend. And then a general truth or a fact, well, Manchester City are always strong contenders. And that is a general truth or a fact.
Right, that's true. So let's have a look on maybe some key rules here that we can share. So for example, in the present simple, we don't change the verb for I, you, we, and they, but for the third, la tercera persona, no, for he, she, it, we add an S. So for example, if I say, I play football every week, okay, I play, but if you say, he plays football, well, then you have to add an S.
Okay. Right. Sure. That's an important rule to keep in mind. So I think that's the present simple covered. Let's have a look at the present continuous. And we use that to talk about actions that are happening right now. We can also use it to talk about temporary situations or even to talk about our future plans. And we've got three examples here for you guys. So number one, Liverpool are winning right now. Okay, so that's something that's happening now as we speak. Number two, which can be confusing, we use it for the future. They are playing at home this weekend. They are playing at home this weekend. So we're talking about a future plan. And then number three, I'm watching the match live. So this describes something that happens right now in the moment.
That's fine. So, and then we also have a key rule here that we can share with you. The present continuous is formed with the verb to be. Three forms that we have, is, are, and then we add the ing at the end. So we see the example there, no? So she is watching TV, no? It's not she's watch, but she's watching TV.
Very good, Johnny. Thank you. That's a key rule to keep in mind. Okay, so what have we seen so far? Well, present simple, we use for actions that happen regularly. So our routines, things that are always true. And present continuous for things that are happening right now or for our future plans.
Fantastic, Matthew. So maybe at this point, we will remind our listeners. Os hacemos un pequeño recordatorio. Siempre lo hacemos al principio. Tenemos cursos en Trainland para vosotros desde 39 euros al mes, con cursos en el que podéis tener clases en grupo, clases grabadas, un campus fantástico. Así que, bueno, si queréis estudiar con nosotros, ya sabéis, simplemente entráis en trainland.com y ahí podéis pues solicitar un curso, aprender por vuestra cuenta o también aprender con uno de los super que tenemos en la escuela. Oye, Matthew, ¿te parece que vayamos a la pregunta para nuestros escuchantes? Así que... Oye, nos encantará que si nos estáis escuchando ahora o viendo y queréis poner algún comentario, si os gusta el fútbol, nos queréis decir cuál es vuestro equipo favorito, pues bueno, no hay problema. Aquí estamos para escuchar vuestros comentarios. Bueno, pues esta sería la frase. Yo veo el fútbol los fines de semana, pero hoy estoy viendo un partido en vivo. Wow, aquí digo,
una mezcla aquí, Vale. Sí, sí. Wow. So we have to think about using present simple for routines and present continuous for what's happening right now. Okay, guys, write your answer in the comments or tag us on Instagram.
That's fine. Okay, so great. Should we move then just to the cultural segment? Let's talk a little bit about the Premier League new season, Matthew.
Let's go, Charlie. Okay.
All right, Matthew, so let's dive into something that's getting a lot of buzz right now, the Premier League 2025-2026 season. The first matches are scheduled to start on Friday, 15th of August, so it's going to be an exciting year of football, right?
That's right, Johnny. Liverpool are the defending champions, and they will be aiming to start the season strong. After winning the title last year, they're looking to repeat their success, but I don't think it's going to be easy because there are plenty of strong teams this year in the league.
Exactly. Teams like Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Newcastle.
Hi, thank you.
They're all fighting for the top spot. So Manchester City, you know, always plays well. They have been struggling with injuries recently, I think. They're hoping to have a full squad available for the new season.
Right, yeah, Johnny and Chelsea have been making some big signings this summer. They're trying to strengthen their squad. I think they really want to make a serious push for the title. Arsenal also, they've been in good form. I think they're looking to try and build on their strong finish to last season.
Absolutely, and then there's Tottenham, and they have been more inconsistent, but they're making some changes that could help them fight for the top spots. And Manchester United, no, it's always a team to watch. They rebuilding the squad with some talented new players.
So it's going to be a competitive season for sure. You know, I think the title race is going to be very tight with all of those teams that you mentioned, Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, all of them pushing for the top spot.
No, that's right. And it's going to be exciting to see how Liverpool defends the title. But teams like City and Arsenal won't make it easy for them. Well, we saw it yesterday, so the first few matches are going to be crucial.
Exactly, Johnny. Tottenham, Chelsea, even Manchester United will be looking to upset the big teams and make a surprise challenge for the top spot. I think this year it's going to be anyone's game.
Absolutely, and with the Premier League kicking off on the 15th of August, fans all over the world are eager to see how the season unfolds. Well, Matthew, I can't wait to see the first matches and the exciting new signing in action. Let's see.
It's going to be a great season for football fans. And whether you're watching at home or at the stadium, well, the Premier League never fails to deliver excitement.
All right. Well, interesting. So it's that's great. Let's see. Yeah, this year it's going to be an interesting year.
I think we should get some kind of commission, Johnny, from the Premier League for this free advertising that we've done in that.
That's true. Well, we have to meet next time, just Newcastle and Atletico Madrid. It's just something. All right, so let us go then just to the answer to the question.
Okay, right, very good. There we go. So let's check your answers. The question, how would you say in English, yo veo el fútbol los fines de semana, pero hoy estoy viendo un partido en vivo. So, in English it would be, there we go, thank you, Johnny. I watch football on the weekends, in present simple, but today I'm watching a match live in present continuous.
Very good, great job. So you use the present simple for the routine, and the present continues for the action happening. Right. Okay, so now we want to hear from you. So you can just make maybe a sentence using watch in the present simple and the present continue. I don't know, for example, I would do it every weekend, but right now I'm watching. So, no?
Yeah, great. Post your ideas, your sentences in the comments below, or if you like, tag us on Instagram. We'd love to see what you come up with.
Great. So what have we learned, Matthew, today?
So today we've learned about how to use the present simple, the present continuous, and we talked about using routines and actions with the present simple.
Exactly. So we also talk about the Premier League, exciting start of the 2025-26. And Dom is our next episode, where we are going to talk about the future tenses in English.
Make sure to check out trainlang.com for more resources. And thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time.
That's right. And remember, if you want to learn English quick, you can just study with us. Entra en www.trainland.com y desde 39 euros al mes ya tienes un curso autodidacta donde puedes entrar. Tienes también clases en vivo, grupales, tienes clases grabadas, tienes también un campus fantástico donde puedes aprender por tu cuenta. Y por supuesto, también puedes solicitar una clase con alguno de nuestros super teachers. Bueno, pues Matthew, it was great. See you next time.
Thanks, Johnny. See you next time. Goodbye.